I need you to settle a little debate I had with a friend of mine today.
Okay.
Oh, here's a scenario. He had a roommate. The roommate moved out. So a friend of his said, hey, you know, I'll move in. You know, and they're doing the whole thing. Like, guy got tested, quarantined, that whole thing. Everyone's clean. Nobody has COVID. We're all good. And at the very last minute, his friend was like, you know what? COVID or no COVID, I'm not going to move in. And my friend was like, I was relying on that rent right now. Like, I can't pay this full rent myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, this guy is such an asshole. And I went, yeah, what a dick. And he goes, no, he's an asshole. And I said, but he's also a dick. Actually, he's more of a dick than an asshole. And he said, I don't really call guys dicks. He's like, women do. Women will say, ugh, what a dick. But to me, a guy like that is always an asshole. So we were having a conversation about, like, does the scenario matter? Like, when is somebody a dick versus when is somebody an asshole? And is it a gender thing?
And when are they a douchebag? I think douchebag is worse than both.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, douchebag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the way you say it makes it worse.
Yeah, douchebag. Yeah, it's like, when do you break out that C word?
Oh, you got to really do something terrible. I don't think you should just randomly use the C word for anybody for anything. I mean, I love that word. Don't get me wrong. But you have to earn that word.
You like, can't say that with a straight face, because if somebody walked past you and muttered something under their breath, you would use that word.
But it loses its value then. The real value of the C word is to apply it to people who've really earned it. You know, backing out of an apartment as a roommate, nah, you're not a C word.
No.
But you're a dick. You're a dick. That's a dick. That's a dick move.
If you come over and they kick your dog and they don't move in, then they're the C word.
Oh, they're an effing C word.
Oh, it gets worse. You took it one step up.
Yeah, well, they kick my dog? Are you kidding?
Yeah, but you break out that word pretty easy with strangers.
I rarely say asshole. Like, I just don't like that word. It's not that I don't like it. It just doesn't. It's lost all of its value for me, that if someone does something, I just go, if I said asshole, it's almost like saying cutie pie at this point. It's just not, it doesn't have the impact. What a dick. Like, that feels good to say.
Yeah.
And he said that that's a woman thing. He said men don't say what a dick.
I think I've been called an asshole a lot more than I've been called a dick, but I wear that as pride.
Because you are both.
I am both. So, but I've been called that by women probably today. So it doesn't bother me at all. But yeah, I mean, douche is the one that I think.
You think that's the harsher word?
Yeah. That when I use that on you, you know you screwed up.
I don't think I've ever used that word, and I've never used it on a woman. Like, you can't call a woman a douche. That doesn't make any sense. That's like, you know, that's like calling her a mom or a wife or a, you know, it doesn't make any, you can't just, you say douche to a woman. It's, what? That's not a thing.
Would you call a man the C word?
If he's being a C word.
You would call him that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like women tend to embrace that a little bit more. But once in a while, you get a guy who's being so awful that you have to be like, you know what you are? You're a C word.
Oh.
Because that's really, for some guys, that's pretty shocking. And they don't kowtow to that. They don't like it.
Yeah, I've never been called that. I don't think. Not to my face.
Not to your face.
No. Oh, thanks. C word.
I mean, like, literally, my boyfriend and I had a fight yesterday about nothing. About, what was it? It was so stupid. We had a fight over, there's a dentist he's supposed to call to make an appointment. And I reminded him, and he's like, I know, I have it. I put an alarm for it. Don't worry about it, you C word.
He called you that?
Yeah, he called me that just like over something stupid.
And
like,
he's
did
still
you remember
breathing?
To make a dentist appointment? I did, you C word.
You didn't light his bed on fire? You didn't break his ankles like in Misery?
I'm really used to it. When you're me and you live the life I live and you are who I am, You know, it's like, just call me. When they say C word, I think they mean Cooper.
It's pretty much it. I mean, if you look
anonymous.
Up, if you look up the C word, it says Cooper in the dictionary.
One of the definitions of the C word. Yeah, for sure.
But you can't, your boyfriend can't call you that, though.
Oh, well, you should have, you need a time machine because he's been calling me that for 10 years.
See, that's not cool. I mean, when you start using, now if I call, if I'm dating somebody and I call him the B word, that's not good. I don't think I've ever used that word.
That's worse. He's never called me a bitch. Never.
Really?
Never. In 10 years, he has never called me a bitch because that's worse.
That's a complete lie because to your face. He hasn't
called
maybe
you
on
that. My back. Yeah, to my face, he's never called me a bitch.
So you'd rather me call you the C word than the B word?
I'm more used to it.
So the B word would hit you hard.
The B word would hit me much harder because it's one of those things where like women are more sensitive to the B word because it's like if we become successful in an industry, somebody just goes, oh, she's such a bitch. That's much more condescending because a C word, if you call somebody the C word, like if you call a woman the C word, that means she did something specific to piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
If you call them a bitch, that's more about you. That's like, she's too successful for you. She's too smart for you. She has too much power for you. So you call her a bitch. Like, that's a much worse word. The C word means I did something C wordy.
But we'll be better in 10 minutes. But
right.
The B word, you're not going to be better for years.
It's an overall being. You know, if you call a woman a bitch, that's overall how you feel about her and her life and her existence and who she is. You know, the C word is like you did something
that moment to be called that. I get it.
Yeah.
So if I call you the B word, that means you live a B word lifestyle.
Yeah, that's harsher. That's got cuts deeper.
Oh, I'll hold that in my back pocket just in case.